Bulletin. A growing push for an independent complaints process after Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins alleges she was raped by a male colleague. Victoria's lockdown lifts as states and territories prepare their COVID-19 vaccine rollout programs. And in tennis, Stefanos Tsitsipas delivers one of the sport's greatest comebacks, defeating Rafael Nadal in a five-set Australian Open Classic. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sophia Petrovic. Victoria's five-day lockdown has officially ended, but masks and other restrictions will remain as authorities continue to monitor thousands of close contacts linked to the Holiday Inn outbreak. Authorities have warned more positive coronavirus cases linked to the Holiday Inn outbreak could emerge. Premier Daniel Andrews refused to rule out further lockdowns until at least 90% of Australians were vaccinated.
We're going to finish up with bars and pubs and restaurants open. We're going to finish up with people being able to move freely because this short, sharp circuit breaker lockdown has worked. We said we wouldn't have this lockdown on for a moment longer than we needed to, and 5 days as we had predicted, that's what's worked.
Independent MPs are pushing for an independent complaints process after Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins alleges she was raped by a male colleague inside a ministerial office in 2019. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has flagged an independent review into workplace culture, which he says he expects to be held at arm's length of government and developed in consultation with all sides of politics. Helen Hayes is one of the independent MPs pushing for an independent process, saying other crossbench members are disturbed and distressed by the allegations.
We feel that as members of Parliament, that there needs to be very serious action taken around this, and that serious action is independent of us as members of Parliament, independent of any party process.
The Prime Minister says he's open to the idea. Australia's vaccination program is due to begin on Monday, with the Pfizer vaccine the first to be administered. Frontline health workers on the Gold Coast and in New South Wales will start being vaccinated on Monday, with 35,000 frontline workers in line for the Pfizer vaccine over the next 3 weeks in New South Wales alone. About 12,000 people in South Australia will be vaccinated in the first phase of the rollout, which will start as early as Monday. South Australia Premier Stephen Marshall has also confirmed.
We want to make the vaccines available to the entire population. The good news is we are making very, very good progress here in South Australia, and we are on track to start the rollout in stage 1A as of very early next week, possibly even on Monday.
New Zealand has lifted a COVID-19 lockdown in Auckland and eased restrictions across the rest of the country after Auckland's nearly 2 million residents were plunged into a snap 3-day lockdown on Monday. The lockdown was announced after a family of three tested positive to the more contagious UK COVID-19 variant. The Auckland lockdown was the first in the country for about 6 months. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern stands by her original decision to impose a sudden lockdown.
We were dealing with a scenario where we weren't clear on the origin of the original case. We also have learnt that it was the more transmissible virus. So we wanted to make sure that we took a cautious approach, because it's much, much better than getting it wrong and having a large-scale community outbreak and a long lockdown.
Protests against the military coup in Myanmar show no signs of backing down, with thousands marching in the capital, Naypyidaw, calling for the release of detained leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The marches included employees of private banks and engineers following a call from a spokesman for the National League of Democracy, the party of Aung San Suu Kyi. Tom Andrews from the United Nations says he had received reports of soldiers being transported into Yangon, the biggest city, from outlying regions, raising concerns about possible human rights breaches. And to tennis, now Rafael Nadal's tilt at a record 21st Grand Slam will have to wait after Stefanos Tsitsipas delivered one of the sport's more extraordinary comebacks to beat the Spaniard in a five-set Australian Open Classic. Up two sets to love on Rod Laver Arena on Wednesday night, the world number two appeared well on his way to a 35th Grand Slam semi-final. But the resolute Greek hunkered down to pinch the third set in a tiebreak, then went on to claim arguably the match of the tournament, to set up a match with Daniil Medvedev.
What happened out on the court was spectacular by itself. I did the hardyaka, as they say in Australia. I wasn't being a bludger, so moments like this haven't happened a lot in my career. The fact that I was able to come back the way I did and the way I fought against such a top respected player like Rafa was something extra, something I've never felt before. It was epic. It was everything I ever dreamed of.
And for a quick look at today's weather. Morning showers in Perth today, 24 degrees, 37 in Adelaide, sunny. Sunny in Melbourne, 31 degrees, similar in Hobart, 29 degrees. A possible shower in Canberra today, 24 degrees, much the same in Sydney, 27. Showers in Brisbane, 28 degrees. And likely storms in Darwin today, 30 degrees. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sophia Petrovic.